I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1258, Things Jesus Never Said. It's amazing what people think comes from the Bible but doesn't. Sayings like, God helps those who help themselves, or cleanliness is next to godliness, or money is the root of all evil, or God works in mysterious ways, or God will not give you more than you can handle. None of those things are in the Bible. Today, here are a few things that Jesus didn't say. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others in our everyday lives right where we live. Jesus didn't say, follow your heart. Nope. He said, follow me. In fact, Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Truthfully, we're told in Scripture that our hearts are going to fool us. Our hearts will let us down. They'll fail us and lead us astray. You can't follow your heart. It'll lead you in the wrong direction. Jesus also didn't say, it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you're a good person. Nope again. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Neither did he say, I don't condemn you. Go and do what makes you happy. He said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Ah, what a difference. Jesus also didn't say, judge not lest you be judged, and by that I mean remain silent when you see others do evil. When Jesus made that statement in Matthew 7:1, he's talking about the hypocrisy of judging someone else for a sin that you do too. Jesus also didn't say, if the world hates you, then change until they love you. Everyone will like you for being my follower. No, instead Jesus said the world loves only its own. If you are of the world, he said, the world would love its own. But because you're not of the world, since I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. John 15:19. Rather than change, Jesus says, stand out. You are the salt of the earth. And if the salt loses its flavor, with what will it be salted? It's good for nothing, but only to be cast aside and trodden underfoot. You're the light of the world. A city set on a hill can't be hid. Jesus also didn't say, I just want you to be happy. No, he does offer abundant life, but it's not a do-what-you-please life. It's finding your pleasure in his kingdom that brings life to you and to others. Now, for the sake of time, let me just lump several of them together. Jesus didn't say, you've done too much bad things to be saved, or I'm so disappointed in you. Jesus didn't say, you know, this wouldn't be happening if you were a better Christian. He didn't say, now those people, you don't need to love them. And Jesus didn't say, I've given up on you. Here's the great question. Is there a lie? Is there a saying? Is there something that you have believed that Jesus said or was saying to you, but now you understand better? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with a humble heart, seeking your guidance and wisdom. We acknowledge that our understanding is limited, and that our cultural upbringing and personal biases can cloud our perception of your divine message. We ask for your grace and assistance in opening our hearts and minds to truly comprehend your word without adding our own preconceived notions. Grant us discernment to recognize when we're allowing our cultural or personal beliefs to interfere with your truth. Lord, we surrender our own desires and perspectives at your feet. Purify our intentions so we may seek your truth with sincerity and an open heart. Give us the strength to overcome our biases and to embrace your word as it is, unfiltered by the lens of my culture and my personal history. May your light shine brightly within me. Illumine the path to a pure understanding of your message. I ask for the courage to unlearn what I may have wrongly assumed and to relearn with a spirit of humility. As I read your word and reflect upon your teachings, grant me the grace to see through your eyes and hear through your ears. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1259. In the meantime, we're always going to be tempted to read the word with bias. We can't help it. We've been raised in a certain way. We've been taught certain things. We read and listen to certain things. And that's going to influence what we think when we read Scripture. But we need to have the Holy Spirit and other wise teachers help us. And may God give us clear eyes and open ears so that we can see and hear what Jesus really said.